This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Republic of Ireland Netball head coach Teresa Gillespie. Teresa, first of all, how do you describe the team's performances during the coordination series? Ireland finished unbeaten, didn't you?
Yeah, that's correct. I think we played really well. Like, we picked up a few new players and we've been working all season to make the connections work. And I think in the very first quarter of the game against Malta, the connections were very, very clear, very good. Everybody just worked and it worked well, you know. And by halftime, the core nine reflected how well we had played.
Are some of those recent games your favourite matches as coach?
Not really. If I had to pick a favourite game, it would be the Namibia game in Dubai at the Six Nations last June. That would have been my best game, my favourite game, because of how we played, the opposition we were up against, the different style that they played. You know, even up until half time, we were managing them, and they were ranked 15 at that stage, and we lost one of our key players, but the Gaers rallied and they played exceptionally well. Our defence was outstanding. Our shooters were on form. So, yeah, if I had to describe a game, that would be it.
Obviously, new world rankings, you climbed to 28th.
That's correct, yeah.
Really important, but do you take much notice of them?
Well, it sort of hurts, you know, when you start out, you were 22nd and you've done a few competitions and then you look and you find that you've dropped down to 30th, you know, before that. And we were thinking, what are we doing wrong? So we had to have a little rethink about, you know, it's great to play the top 20 teams, you know, they grow that experience and become a better team. But then when you look at how rapidly we dropped down the rankings, we thought we need to maybe have a few wins under our belt, because that's what was causing it. We weren't winning. And then when we did beat teams, they seemed to still stay above us. So we were like, right, let's have a little rethink about, you know, what we're going to do in the future and what our plan was for the next few years in terms of ranking. But the important thing, Andy, is that, you know, when you're in the top 20 and thereabouts, sponsors are interested in you.
Yeah.
But when you fall down to 30th, no one's interested. So we're trying to grow that profile where we are a good team. Our ranking doesn't represent how we play, but it is what it is. And a lot of organisations do look at those rankings just to evaluate how you are as a team.
And how are things along those lines in terms of sponsorship at the minute?
Well, we got a bit of sponsorship this year from Silsk, which is an Irish company that are based in England. It's a construction company, and they have given us some sponsorship, which has helped us with entry fees. Like, people, the players don't even realise that, you know, for that, the May competition, the May Quad Series, it costs us roughly around £3,000 for the entry. And then World Qualifiers is our next event in September, and that's costing us roughly around £4,000. And our players are self-funded, and their fees pay for the training hall. They have to buy their own kit. They have to pay for their travel to, you know, training or events, and then they have to pay for their hotel. So the Cisco money that we got was able to help us, fund some of the world qualifying costs for them and help with the entry fee. So that's why we're sort of, we need a spot, a bit of money, just to ensure that the Gaers aren't always paying out to represent their country.
How would you describe the current standard of the team compared to when you first took over?
Yeah, well, the squad before me, they set the scene for us, you know, and then we, like, I keep telling the guys, we're standing on their shoulders and what they brought to, like, Ireland. But in terms of understanding of the game, their knowledge of the game, all of those things that are associated with training, how you should train, strength and conditioning, we're really down that line, and we're improving year on year. Things like, for the first time, we've had our own performance analyst, you know, which again is, we had that for Leeds, and it was fabulous to have, you know, someone who was ably point out the things that we are trying to do as a coach on the sideline. So that, you know, that is a big step for us.
How important do you think the depth of that current squad is? Have you got the depth there?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we've got such a good squad, you know. And as we said, this year's trials for to select the 12 and the three reserves, travelling reserves, was probably the difficult trials we've had ever. The squad is, it's, you know, we've got people coming through the pathways who are on the cusp, you know, but there's just the better, there's better players just in front of them performing better on that day. But on another day, it could have been them. So our depth is definitely there. We have a long squad now, which has grown. We're actually not holding trials this year because we have such a strong group. And our decision was that we would work with this group, keep developing the skills, keep building the connections, working on our structures, our set plays, and bringing the very young players right up to where we are. But yeah, we've got a squad where we can call on any of the units, you know, in defence, in the middies, in the attack, that is second to none, you know, and we're just really demanding development and growing their confidence and trying to get them experience, you know, on the international stage. But yeah, really, I'm really proud of the depth we have. As I say, the trials this year were immensely difficult.
And Fran's been really influential, hasn't she?
Well, Fran is, she's got that experience, you know, she brings with her experience of lots of tournaments, you know, across the water, abroad. She comes with a calm head. She's very mature. I mean, she's a solicitor, so she knows how to talk to people as well. She and I work together to maybe look at problems within the squad, and we chat things through with the players. Oh, she's immense. And this year, probably, at that Leeds tournament, she played her best ever, in my eyes. That was my opinion. She played her best games ever.
Yeah. Europe Netball Open comes next. You constantly do well in that. So what drives that success in that tournament?
I would say probably the Gaers get that opportunity, you know, to play together and to continue to build their units. They're very proud of, you know, the dress. We're very much on the, you know, how important wearing the dress is and leaving the dress in a good position. Yeah. You know, and that, like, we're building a culture. While we were in Leeds, we started a new culture when I took over, and we were, because we had so many new players, while we were in Leeds, we took an opportunity on the downtime to have a culture session, and absolutely, you know, amazing what the Gaers were coming, you know, coming forward with their own words, you know, and that showed on the court, you know, that we would help each other, we'd be supportive, that we would, you know, carry the flag the way we'd want to carry it, that we'd represent not just our country, but our families and ourselves. And that was very much the reason why we're successful. Everybody gets on so well, and they enjoy the time together. So I think all of those things, despite the netball, lead to success, you know. And so if they're happy, they play happy. And my big last word with them going to competition would be, go out and enjoy this. Enjoy every opportunity that you get to play for your country, because they are special moments and they're special reflections when you look back over the years. You know, it's the things that keep you involved in netball as you age out of playing. It's those memories and those friendships that you made. But as I said, I think it's down to how well the team and the squad gel that makes it successful.
Yeah. Next world rankings updates coming in September. So do you look at that? I mean, what would you be doing and hoping in advance of the next set of rankings issued?
We're playing two challenge matches in June and then one in August, and then we'll have the World Qualifiers. So the World Qualifiers are the only games that we will have, you know, next. Ideally, you know, having had a discussion with the people that know about rankings, there's a possibility to move up maybe another two places. We're actively searching, you know, for teams to play internationals that will help us with that. But I mean, I know we do talk about how important rankings are, but just to get that experience is important too. I'm not sure by the next, you know, publication of rankings we will have moved, but it would be good if we did.
Teresa, it's been great hearing about your progress, the team's progress today, and thank you so much for your time.
No problem. It's always a pleasure.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.